During opening arguments in state Supreme Court downtown, Assistant Erie County District Attorney Christy Ahlstrom said Ian was a happy, healthy boy when he was left in the care of Matthew Cudstall. He told police Ian fell down a short flight of stairs. But Ahlstrom told the jury the boy was sexually assaulted, and all the medical tests, exams, and surgeries, she says, all point to one conclusion.
That this defendant not only fatally injured 5-year-old Ian Brooks, he ignored the danger and left him to die, reaching out for help only after setting the scene and concocting his story, calling hours after he fractured Ian's skull, and then lying to the medical professionals who were so desperately trying to save Ian's life.
Defense attorney Emily Trott started out by reminding the jury that there are two sides to every story.
Matthew Cudstall, without question, loved Ian Brooks.
Trott urged the jury to make the prosecution prove, quote, each and every element of this crime. She says Cudstall is innocent. He's been charged with second-degree murder and predatory sexual assault of a child and pleaded not guilty. After Ian's death, family members went public saying they repeatedly demanded Child Protective Services remove the boy from Cudstall's home. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.